Genesis 41, 39, and 40. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. The action of this all-powerful leader could seem impulsive and reckless at first reading. He's choosing to elevate to the second most powerful position a man who is not only of foreign origin, but also a former slave and prisoner. The potential ramifications of this decision, if it were wrong, could have been monumental. A man that was secretly set against Pharaoh could have supplanted and destroyed him by wielding the very power that he had yielded to them. No leader would have willingly opened himself to these possibilities without the intervention of God. That is clearly what we see occurring here. God has injected himself into this situation to provide blessing for Joseph in fulfillment of his plan. Genesis 41, 39, and 40. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, For as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.